USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump faced a judge in New York today pleading not guilty to 34 charges laid out against him. His attorney, Joe Tacopina, says there's one reason and one reason only this happened.
Today's unsealing of this indictment shows that the rule of law died in this country, because while everyone is not above the law, no one's below it either. And if this man's name was not Donald J. Trump, there is no scenario we'd all be here today. Please understand that based on these charges.
Trump is back in Florida, where he will speak from Mar-a-Lago tonight. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg laid out those counts unsealed in the indictment, charging Trump with dozens of criminal counts related to alleged illegal hush money payments to kill negative information before the 2016 election.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
Bragg said Trump conspired with the National Enquirer's publisher and others to catch and kill those negative stories. The Trump campaign is capitalizing on the former president's arrest in Manhattan. A fundraising email from Trump's 2024 campaign is advertising a T-shirt with a fake mugshot of the former president. The photo has the phrase, "not guilty" below it. The campaign is offering these shirts in exchange for a $47 contribution. This despite the fact a mugshot of Trump was not actually taken during his arraignment. The number of job openings dropped in February, falling below 10 million. It's the first time in 2 years the number has fallen below the 10 million mark. Economists say it's a sign the Federal Reserve's campaign to raise rates and slow the labor market to curb inflation is having an effect. And the U.S. is providing Ukraine with more military aid as Russia's invasion of that country continues. The $2.6 billion package includes air defense systems, mortar systems, and ammunition and equipment. This is USA News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Alzheimer's disease hits women harder than men. That's according to a new study from the Alzheimer's Association. The study found women who went through menopause early or women who tried hormone replacement therapy 5 years after menopause have higher levels of a protein called tau in their brains. High amounts of that protein are red flags for Alzheimer's disease. Your tax refund may be a few hundred dollars less than usual this year.
Latest IRS data shows the total amount refunded to taxpayers is $172 billion, which is more than $16 billion less than in 2022. That's an average refund of just under $3,000, which is $360 less per person since last year. Pandemic-era federal payment programs, including stimulus checks and child-related tax and credit programs expiring, are the main reason. I'm Skip Kelly.
A suicide note was found at the Nashville home of the woman who killed six people at the Covenant School last week. Nashville police say, along with the note, they found weapons and ammunition in the house. The department has released the list of the 47 items that belong to the shooter. Tiger Woods says he doesn't know how many Masters golf tournaments he has left in him. Speaking to reporters in Augusta, Woods said he knows more guys on the Champions Tour, which is for seniors, than on the regular tour. The 47-year-old said although his game is limited, he does feel better than he did last year at the Masters. And it's a smelly time at New York's Botanical Garden. The corpse flower bloomed this morning for the first time in years. While the flower itself is pretty, it smells like rotting meat. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.